We are now moving on for the presentation of attorneys to be admitted on motion. And the process will be that the presenter, who is present in court today, and the applicant will stand when the presenter comes to the podium and gives us a little bit of information about yourself, where you practice law, with whom, and the reason that you are presenting the applicant for admission to the Ohio Bar. The first presenter is Jeffrey Hauser, and the applicant is Eric North Anderson.
Thank you, Chief Justice O'Connor, and fellow justices. May it please the court, my name is Jeffrey D. Hauser, and I'm an attorney with the law firm of Crabb, Brown & James here in Columbus. It's my pleasure to present Eric North Anderson for admission to the Bar of the State. Mr. Anderson is a partner with the law firm of Meyer, Dara, Buckler, Bebenek, and Eck in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He's licensed in both Pennsylvania and West Virginia. I've known Mr. Anderson for the last year and a half, having worked with him as co-counsel, local counsel, on a lawsuit pending here in Ohio. In my experience, I find him to be of high moral character. He is both ethical and professional in all his interactions with co-counsel, opposing counsel, and the courts. I believe he would make an excellent addition to the bar of this state.
Thank you. Daniel Costello. The applicant is Bernard Melvin Brodsky.
That's correct, Your Honor. Thank you, Chief Justice O'Connor, members of the court. I'm Dan Costello with Porter Wright Morrison Arthur here in Columbus. It's my pleasure today to present for admission to the Bar of the State of Ohio, Bernard M. Brodsky. As the court is probably aware from the materials he submitted, he's been a member of the Bar of New York since, 1973. Since that time, in both private and public practice of law, he's distinguished himself, most recently doing work for the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. I have personally known Mr. Brodsky about 15 years now, knew him as a client when he was with FDIC, and in the course of professional liability litigation that our firm was involved in prosecuting on behalf of FDIC. I have found Mr. Brodsky consistently to be a true professional. While he remains a student in the law, more importantly, he has demonstrated, at least in the conduct I've seen over the years, a consistent ethical norm and would be a true addition to the practice in the state. And on that basis, I move for his admission to the Bar of the State of Ohio.
Thank you. Richard Hartman, on behalf of Patricia Hughes.
Thank you, Chief Justice O'Connor. My name is Richard Hartman. I'm an attorney in Cleveland, Ohio. I work with the staff counsel office for Allstate Insurance Company. I was admitted in Ohio in 1973. I've known Patricia Hughes for 9 years. My involvement with her in terms of working with Allstate Insurance Company, she's an attorney. She was first employed by Allstate in 1984 as an adjuster. She went to law school, graduated in 1989, was admitted in Illinois. Approximately 2000, she became very involved with the American Bar Association. She is the past president of the American Bar Association Committee on Staff Counsel, and she was also involved in other leadership positions. My involvement with her has been a number of incidents with Allstate. I'm aware of her moral character, and I believe she is a welcome addition and a very valuable addition to the Ohio Bar. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you. Jill Carrilla, on behalf of D.M. Kalber.
Good morning, Justices. My name is Jill Carrilla. I am with the law firm of Squire Sanders here in town, and it is my pleasure to move for admission D.M. Kalber, who has been a member of both the Georgia and Florida bars for approximately 6 to 8 years now. She's with the law firm of Buckley King, originally in Atlanta, and has transferred to their Columbus office several months ago. I have personally known her for at least 10 years. She was even at my wedding on the island of St. John, so she's a very good friend, but even more so, I can personally attest to her, both her ethical and professional nature, and I really mean it when I say she will be a very valuable contributor to the Bar of the State of Ohio. Thank you.
Thank you. Timothy Grady, on behalf of Andrew Nichol.
Chief Justice O'Connor, members of the court, may it please the court. I'm a member of the, I've been a member of the Ohio Bar since 1979. I practice with the law firm of Porter Wright Morrison Arthur. It is my pleasure to move for admission of Andrew Nichol to this bar. Andrew is a triple graduate of Brigham Young. He practiced 5 years in Chicago, and he's been at Porter Wright since for about a year, a little over a year now. So I've worked with him at Porter Wright, and I believe that he possesses all the characteristics, high moral character, and that he'll be a productive member of the Bar of the State of Ohio.
Thank you. Michael Leeserman, on behalf of Rena Mara Simole.
Chief Justice O'Connor, Justices of this Court, I'm quite pleased to move for the admission of Rena Simole to the Ohio Bar. She has moved from Chicago to Ohio in the past year. I've known her personally and professionally for a little over a year and a half. She practiced for 9 years at the law firm of Skadden Arps before agreeing to come to E.J. Leeserman and Associates. She clerked for U.S. District Judge Mark Phillip before he became the acting U.S. Attorney General. Academically, she was unprecedented in booking 13 of her 14 law school classes at Washington University. In addition to her legal skills and talents, Rena's ethics, professionalism, and civility are impeccable, and I'm quite pleased to move for her admission. Thank you.
Thank you. Robert Sanders, on behalf of Justin Aaron Sanders.
Madam Chief Justice, members of the court, my name is Robert E. Sanders. I've been a member of the bar of this court and all the courts, of course, of the state of Ohio since 1972. I'm very proud and very pleased to introduce to the court my son, Justin Aaron Sanders. Justin attended the University of Chicago, but finished his undergraduate education at the University of Kentucky. He's a graduate of the Pepperdine University College of Law in California. He was admitted to practice in Kentucky in 2000, and pardon me, I have a cold, in 2004, and since then has practiced with me and other members of my family in the Sanders Law Firm. Although our offices are in Covington, Kentucky, we have a very healthy Ohio practice, and we share our time between the two states. Justin, I have worked with Justin, as I've said, since 2004. He has shown himself to be a very capable, well-prepared, intelligent attorney. He is possessed, I assure you, of all the appropriate ethical and moral attributes to make him a credit to the bar of this state, as he is already a credit to the bar of the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we will now, Justice McGee Brown will administer the oath of office. I'll ask the applicants to come forward. I need a motion.
Move the admission of all of the applicants.
Do I have
all
an oath?
All approved. All right, now I will ask the applicants to come forward.
No, do I?
And Justice McGee Brown will administer the oath. Do we have an oath, Marshall?
I do. Oh, thank you, I do. If you'd raise your right hand, please. I state your name.
I, Patricia Kelleher,
hereby swear.
Hereby swear
that I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution
and the laws of the United States.
And the laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of Ohio.
And the Constitution and laws of Ohio.
And I will abide by.
And I will abide by.
The Ohio Rules of Professional Conduct.
The Ohio Rules of Professional Conduct.
In my capacity as an attorney.
In my capacity as an attorney.
And officer of the court.
And officer of the court.
I will conduct myself with dignity and civility.
I will conduct myself with dignity and civility.
And show respect toward judges.
And show respect toward judges.
Court staff, clients, fellow professionals.
Court staff, clients, fellow professionals.
And all other persons.
And all other persons.
I will honestly, faithfully, and competently.
I will honestly, faithfully, and competently.
Discharge the duties of an attorney at law.
Discharge the duties of an attorney at law.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Welcome to the Bar of Ohio. We are pleased to have you admitted. Best of luck. Thank you. Marshall, will you?